Morning, you. Good Friday. I'm Dave Wingert.
Hey, Dave. It's Josh Groban.
Josh. Hi.
How are you?
Never better, thanks. How are you?
Oh, very good. Thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, it's a pleasure, guy. Sorry I missed meeting you in person last time you were in town.
Oh, that's okay. Next time, for sure.
Please, because there's a difference from meeting someone face-to-face. And
absolutely. I'd love to come in.
That'd be very special. First off, I want you to know that I loved your song To Where You Are first time I heard it.
Thank you so much. Well, you're one of the very first supporters then.
From what I read in all the interviews and press releases, you went from Broom Sweep number 3 in Sweeney Todd in high school to a leading role in the season finale of Ally McBeal without missing a beat.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, but if it wasn't for that Broom Sweep number 3 performance, I might not have learned how much hard work it takes to go up that ladder to be able to star in an Ally McBeal episode.
Right.
But it was a great experience for me because I wanted nothing more than to be Sweeney. And I was 15 years old and my voice had just changed, so I'm like, wow, I got this big voice now, I'm amazing, And so I said to myself,
And your parents said, fine, go clean your room.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. No, my parents, to their credit, were so supportive. They were never show parents, they never pushed, but they've been so great ever since day one. And they got me a voice teacher to work on the Sweeney Todd song, and I got there and everybody was saying, oh, you got a pretty good voice, and I thought, oh, I'm waiting for the casting to come out. It says Broom Sweep number 3. Fantastic. All right. But I learned from early on. I had 4 seconds on stage and every other minute I spent sitting on the sidelines listening to the music. I just knew I wanted to be a part of it in any way I could. And I knew as soon as I left that summer camp that I had to work my butt off to get there, so it helped.
Well, Josh, in my opinion, you were born to sing Sondheim.
Thanks.
You really?
Well, I think so, too. No, I love Sondheim. I'm a huge Sondheim freak, and if I had my two favorite shows to do on Broadway, at some point it would be Sunday in the Park with George or Sweeney Todd.
So you're planning to put some Sondheim songs on your next album?
I hope so, yeah. Everybody at Warner Reprise has said, wait for a little while before you start doing the theater songs, but, I don't know how long I'm going to be able to wait, and I think there's so much incredible material out there that needs to be brought to a new audience, and part of me says, I'll continue doing the pop stuff and the original stuff on the albums, and then one day I'd love to make a great appearance on in theater one day, but...